وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، وعلى ابن عمه وأخيه ووزيره علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى سيدنا ومولانا بقية الله في أرضه وحجته على خلقه الإمام المهدي المنتظر عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ومن الناس من يشري نفسه ابتغاء مرضات الله والله رؤوف بالعباد، صدق الله العلي العظيم. Almost 300 verses in the Quran applies to the value, to the significance, to the sacrifice, and to the character of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. The trustworthy cousin of the Prophet, Abdullah ibn Abbas, says, قَدْ نَزَلَتْ فِي عَلِيٍّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ 300 آيَةٍ. God sent 300 verses in the Quran, through the whole book. 300 verses that speaks and praises and admires this man, Ali ibn Abi Talib. وَمَا مِنْ آيَةٍ. No ayah begins with يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. When any verse in the Quran begins with this sentence, oh who you believe, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. إِلَّا وَعَلِيٌّ أَمِيرُهَا وَشَرِيفُهَا. Imam Ali is number one on that list, on the list of the people who believed. Some of these verses, the one I recited in chapter 2, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. The incident that took place on the eve of the Hijrah, the migration of the Prophet from his hometown, Mecca, to Medina, when Ali stayed in his bed, knowing that there are 40 men, young men from Quraysh, from all the tribes of Quraysh, are surrounding the house of the Prophet, and they were about to attack the house and murder the Prophet in his bed. Ali said, I will stay there, Ya Rasulullah. I'll be your ransom. I'll give my life. And God praises him in the second chapter. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. Among the people. مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ. يَشْرِي means who gives, who donates. نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. Seeking the pleasure of God. And in the second chapter again, there is a verse that speaks about the generosity and the donation and the contribution of Ali ibn Abi Talib. At one time, he had 4 dirhams, 4 silver coins. He gave one during the day. The second, he gave it to the poor during the night. The third, he gave it openly. The fourth, he gave it secretly. God praises him. In the Quran, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. Those who spend their wealth, بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. During the night and during the day. سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَ. Secretly and openly. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Their reward is reserved for them with their Lord. Only the Lord is going to give them their reward. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. There is no fear upon them, neither وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Neither they going to fear, neither they going to be sad in their life. The third verse in chapter 5, verse 55. The number is easy to remember. 5:55. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهِ. Ayatul Wilaya. This is very powerful. speaks about the succession of Imam Ali to the Prophet, immediate succession. These are the proofs in the Holy Quran. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. While he was praying, offering his prayers, in the middle of the prayer, someone comes and asks for help. Ali never hesitates. He never even waits until he finishes his prayers. Immediately he points to that person, his hand, his finger, and the person takes the ring from his hand. God praises him. God praises Ali ibn Abi Talib. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. And also Ayatul Tabligh, again in chapter 5, when God asks the Prophet to appoint Ali as his successor. يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. In chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, Ayatul Mubahala, when God said to the Prophet, you with Ali, with your daughter Fatima, with your two sons Hassan and Hussein, you come to face the group of the Christians who wanted to have discussion with you, mubahala with you, in the desert of Medina. So the Prophet took himself and he took Ali, he took Fatima, and he took Hassan and Hussein. This is in chapter 3. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا. Let's come, O Christians, O my friends, let's come, bring our children. أَبْنَاءَنَا, the Prophet took Hassan and Hussein only. أَبْنَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَنَا, he took only Fatima to Zahra with him. وَأَنْفُسَنَا, we bring ourselves. So he took Ali. Great exegist, meaning mufassirin, who translate the Quran, who elaborate on the Quran and explain the Quran, Al-Razi. He says this verse tells us that nafsu aliyin hiya nafsu Rasulillah. The soul of Ali is equal to the soul of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, ayatul tathir that encompasses Ali and Fatima and Hassan and Hussein. Innama yuridu Allah liyudhhiba ankum ar-rijsa ahla al-bayt. وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. And chapter 76, Surah Al-Insan, the whole chapter in the book. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. And then it comes to Ali, Fatima, and Hassan. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ يُفَجِّرُونَهَا تَفْجِيرًا يُفُونَ بِالنَّذْرِ. Because we are giving them these gifts and these rewards because they fulfilled their pledge. يُفُونَ بِالنَّذْرِ. We all made nadr in this life, my friends. Before we came into existence, God made a deal with us. Do you accept me as your Lord? قَالُوا بَلَى. In Surah Al-A'raf. قَالُوا بَلَى. We said yes. We will obey you. We will obey your faith. We will obey your book. We will obey your prophet. We will obey the imams that you ordained for us. We will follow your path. We made this pledge. But many people do not fulfill the pledge. They don't honor it. They forget about it. They put their signatures first, but they don't honor their signature. Ahlul Bayt, God says about them, they honored their pledge. يُفُونَ بِالنَّذْرِ وَيَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا كَانَ شَرُّهُ مُسْتَطِيرًا وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Another verse. The last ayah in Surah Al-Ra'd, God speaks about Ali ibn Abi Talib. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا. The people of Mecca, they say to you, O Muhammad, you are not a prophet. We don't believe you are a prophet. Say to them, قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. I have two witnesses with me. I have two witnesses who testify I am the messenger of God. قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. The first witness is God. The second is Ali ibn Abi Talib. وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ. The one who has the knowledge of the book, and according to the Prophet, the one who has the knowledge of the book is Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. And many other verses, my friends, that speaks highly about this man. This man who gave his life, who gave his time, who gave his money, who gave his energy. He gave his family. He gave Hassan and Hussein. And he gave all his children and descendants for the sake of God. For the sake of we become guided. We find the path. We find the way. So he has been admired throughout the whole Quran. 300 verses in the Quran speaks about Ali ibn Abi Talib. 300 verses. And then when you come to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you come to the Prophet Al-Isaba ibn Hajar, one of the most important books in the tradition of the Sahaba of the Prophet, the companions. That book, Al-Isaba ibn Hajar, and another book, Majma'u al-Zawa'id, and Abi Layla al-Ghifari, one of the companions of the Prophet, says that the Prophet said to me, سَيَكُونُ مِنْ بَعْدِ فِتْنَةً. After my departure, there will be turmoil. People are going to be severely tested. My community are going to be divided. And this division is a test, imtihan, for the people to see which one is following the truth and which one is not. So when this fitna takes place, فَإِذَا كَانَ ذَلِكَ فَالْزَمُوا عَلِيَّ ابْنَ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. Follow this man Ali. See where he goes. Follow him. If you seek guidance, if you seek salvation, follow Ali ibn Abi Talib. فَالْزِمُوا عَلِي ابْنَ أَبِي طَالِبْ فَإِنَّهُ أَوَّلُ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ. He's the first human being who accepted the message of Islam. وَأَوَّلُ مَنْ يُصَافِحُنِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The first one who's going to shake hand with me on the Day of Judgment is Ali ibn Abi Talib. وَهُوَ الصَّدِّيقُ الْأَكْبَرُ. The title Siddiq belongs to Ali ibn Abi Talib. He was named by that. He was named with this title by his grand, by his master, by his teacher, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وهو الصديق الأكبر وهو فاروق هذه الأمة. Ali is the Faruq. Ali is the Siddiq, and Ali is the Faruq. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about Imam Ali. حُبُّ عَلِيٍّ عِبَادَهُ. The love, the feelings that you have to Imam Ali, towards him, the feeling of love and respect and admiration, this is an act of worship. Why it is an act of worship? Why if you love someone, it is considered an act of worship? Because Ali, when you love him, when you respect him, you're going to follow him. He's a source of inspiration. He's going to leave his marks on your life, on your character. When you love someone, definitely you're going to follow that person. So this is why it is considered, the love of Ali is considered an act of servitude, an act of service, an act of worship. عنوان صحيفة المؤمن حب علي ابن أبي طالب. Every mu'min is going to be given a book, صحيفة. All of us, we have صحيفة, صحيفة الأعمال. God says, this sahifa is going to be presented to you on the Day of Judgment. They give you your own file. At the file, at the cover of the file, says, حُبُّ عَلِي ابْنَ أَبِي طَالِبْ. The wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen is going to be put on the cover of your file on the Day of Judgment. And then the Prophet says, عَنْ ابْنِ عَبَّاسِ. Ibn Abbas is the cousin to the Prophet, is a person who is respected among all Muslims. They all respect him and accept his hadith. And Ibn Abbas, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, يا علي, من أحبك بقلبه, whoever loves you, only loves you, through his heart or her heart, فقد أخذ ثلث الإيمان. He or she would obtain and acquire one third of faith. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّكَ بِقَلْبِهِ وَلِسَانِهِ. If someone loves you through his heart and his tongue when he speaks highly about you, when he reminds people about you, when he remembers you. Some people remember musicians, actors. From morning till evening, they remember certain names of actors, actresses, physicians, and others. Singers, this is their role model. You go to their homes, to their rooms, they put the picture on the wall, they admire them. But we, God has honored us with another personality. A personality who resurrects your soul, who shows you the way. And that is Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. So we have to remember him always. So the Prophet says, whoever loves him with his heart and his tongue, فَقَدْ أَخَذَ ثُلْثَي الْإِيمَانِ, he or she would obtain two-thirds of faith. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّكَ يَا عَلِي بِقَلْبِهِ وَلِسَانِهِ, he loves you through his heart, his tongue, and what else? Tell me what else, the third thing. Huh? وَيَدُهُ, وَيَدُهُ means عَمَل. عَمَل, yet because you work with your hand. It's a metaphor for work. So if you follow Ali with your heart, with your tongue, you love him with your heart, with your tongue, and with your deeds, with your manners, with your character, فَقَدْ أَخَذَ الْإِيمَانَ كُلَّهُ, you have obtained the entire faith. The entire faith. صَلُّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ. The hadith that I am going to recite now is being narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab, Aisha bint Abi Bakr, Abi Sa'id al-Khidri, wa Abdullah bin Mas'ud. An Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, an nadaru ila wajhi Ali ibn Abi Talib ibadah. Looking at the face of Ali, it's an act of worship. Looking at the face of Ali. Why? Because Ali induces you with piety. See, sometimes when I look at the faces of many of you, you give me energy. You give me energy. I look into you, into your face, not just a beauty, spiritual beauty, honesty, truth, justice, care, sacrifice. You give me energy. It's the same when we look at the face of Ali ibn Abi Talib, we are induced with faith, with iman, with righteousness, with honesty, with integrity, with all these good meanings. So it is, definitely, it is an act of worship. النظر إلى وجه علي بن أبي طالب عبادة. And my friends, let me conclude with a hadith narrated by the second caliph, Umar ibn al-Khattab. He says, عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. He heard the Prophet saying this hadith, this particular hadith. And this hadith is mentioned for those of you and for the sake of the recording, because some people, they want to see the reference. All my references here are from the school of the companions, not the school of Ahlul Bayt. Every reference I use here from other schools, other traditions. So this hadith is mentioned in Al-Manaqib lil-Khawarizmi wa Dhakhair al-Uqba lil-Muhibb al-Tabari وَيَنَابِيعُ الْمَوَدَّةِ لِلْقَنْدُوزِ الْحَنَفِ. What does Umar say? Umar say, the Prophet, I hear the Prophet saying, لَوْ أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَالْأَرَضِينَ السَّبْعِ, if one day, this is a metaphor, they put all the seven heavens, all the seven earths, in one side of the scale, وُضِعَتْ فِي كَفَّةِ مِيزَانِ وَوُضِعَ مِيزَانُ عَلِي ابْنِ أَبِي طَالِبٍ وَوُضِعَ إِيمَانُ عَلِي ابْنِ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. And you bring on the other side of the scale, the faith of Ali ibn Abi Talib, لَرَجُحَ إِيمَانُ عَلِي ابْنِ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. The faith of Imam Ali is going to outweigh the faith of the entire heavens, the seven heavens and the seven earths. It suffices Ali one act on the battle of Ahzab, the parties, when there was an alliance. They decided to eliminate Islam and murder the Prophet on that day. Many armies came from different directions. They had an alliance. And they decided to put an end to Islam. And Muslims were scared. Look at the history. Read this incident in the history I'm summarizing it in two sentences. And Medina was under siege, and the enemy was threatening the Prophet and his community to eliminate them, to destroy them. They said, today we will put an end. Muhammad is not going to exist anymore. Someone said the same sentence about another country the other day. He said, if we begin the war, we're going to put an end to that person. Same thing, Quraysh and the enemies of Islam, 1400 years ago, they said about the Prophet. We're going to put an end to him, to his regime, to his system, to his community. But guess what? God says they desire something and we desire something else. The Prophet sent Imam Ali alone. Amr ibn Dhilwid, the biggest hero in the Arabian Peninsula, he came, he said, who can come here and confront me? Your prophet is promising you, if you get martyred, if you get killed, you're going to go to paradise. So come here, show me. No, nobody would answer him. Ali in his 20s, only 25 years old, or 26 years old. He says, Ya Rasulullah, ana lahu, leave me for him, Ya Rasulullah. I'll teach him a lesson. The Prophet says, I know, Ya Ali. Just sit down. Let me see who else in this big gathering. Three times, the Prophet says, وَأَنَا أَضْمِنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. I guarantee, if that person, if a Muslim goes to confront this wicked man, and he gets killed, I am going to guarantee paradise for him. Nobody answers. Nobody was willing. Three times, Ali stands. In the third time, the Prophet says to Ali, أُبْرُزْ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكَ. Go, Ali, go. Go after this person. May Allah bless you. May Allah protect you. May Allah bring you victorious. It took only 5 minutes, no more than 5 minutes, to separate the head of that man from his body. He's a hero in Arabia. Amr ibn Dhilwid al-Amiri. Google him and see what they say about him. Entire armies, they feared this commander, Amr ibn Dhilwid. Entire armies in Arabia. Nobody dared to look into his face. Ali puts an end to him within 5 minutes. And then he carries his head, brings it back to the camp. And the Prophet watches Ali coming back. And he says, ضربة علي يوم الخندق أفضل من عبادة الثقلين. The strike, this desires salawat. You have to say salawat. The strike, this single strike of Ali on that day, because it defeated the strongest army on the planet during that time. It was defeated. The whole army ran away. The whole army, which was gathered for a few weeks, they brought their arms, their men, they surrendered Medina, they wanted to murder Muhammad and the entire community. They fled the scene with one strike by this man, Ali. What shall I say about Ali? If I spend the whole night tonight, I'm not even going to cover small aspects of his life and his contribution and his beauty. The reason why we are here, the reason why we worship God, the reason why we know God, the reason people are praying and fasting properly is because of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam, because of his bravery and his sacrifice. My friends, how does this man, can you believe I can hear their voice here in their conversation? Can you believe me? I can repeat, tell you what they are saying. What does Imam Ali want us to do today? Definitely, he's not just a historic figure. He's relevant to our daily life. Ali is relevant. This is why we love him. He's not a historic figure who died 1400 years ago and we are praising him. He has to do with our daily life. He's an inspiration. And I have chosen one sentence. I want to share it with you tonight on the 21st of Ramadan, the eve of the 21st. So we learn from Ali a big lesson, great lesson, on how to deal and how to treat people around us. How should we treat people? Ali gives us a specific lesson, detailed lesson, beautiful lesson, in how to deal with people around us. We live in a society that has different types of people. You can see the nicest people on earth being with you. People who are really, I call them sometimes saints. Saints, angels descending, walking on earth. And you can find other people too. So how do we deal with people around us? Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam says, the way you deal with people, the way you treat people determines your status with God. Not the way you pray, not the way you fast. These things do not determine your status with God. The way you treat people around you, the approach you have to people determines your status with God. And it tells whether you are a believer or non-believer, whether you are a human, good human, or not a good human. The way you deal with people. Fasting, praying is easy. Many people can do that. Even some people who do not like to fast, sometimes they fast. But the way we deal with people is very important. This is the most difficult task we have. This is the most difficult test we have, is how to deal with people around us. Ali ibn Abi Talib says, all people around you, they fall into three categories. Category number one are family and friends. Family and friends. Category number two are enemies. You have enemies, even if you have one enemy. Sometimes having one enemy is too dangerous. Sometimes one crazy person, one enemy, one stupid person can destroy the work of 1,000 people. 1,000 people. Bring 1,000 people in one room, put one crazy people in the middle, he destroys the whole atmosphere. So sometimes you have enemies. Maybe not many enemies, one enemy. And then the third category, who are they, the third category? The first, family, friends. The second, enemies. Who are the third? Ahsan, strangers. People who are impartial. People that you don't know. Neither family or friends, nor enemies. Strangers in the street. You see them. You encounter them at the airport, in the marketplace, at the hospital, in the college, in the school. You find them in the streets. Imam Ali says, I show you the way of dealing with these three categories. He says, he begins with enemies. He says, deal with enemies, with your enemies, deal with them with justice. With justice. With justice. أَعْدَلُ النَّاسِ. The most equitable person is the one, مَنْ أَنصَفَ مَنْ ظَلَمَ, who does insaf and fairness and justice to those who abused him. أَعْدَلُ النَّاسِ. This is the best person in the community. He doesn't even wrong his enemies. He knows that they are his enemies. They are hurting him, but he doesn't hurt. He forgives. My friends, we have two ways of dealing with the wrongs of people who hurt us. Two ways. One way is very easy, fast and easy, and that is qisas, that is revenge, to exact revenge. He did this to me, I'll do that to him immediately. He swears at me, I swear at him. He gives me dirty look, I'll give him dirty look. But the second way is difficult. It's not easy. It's not easy. It requires a lot of spiritual strength and power. And God says in the Quran, patience. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Those who have sabr, patience. The second way is forgiveness. Is to return his evil with beauty, with forgiveness. And this was the character of a Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. كَانَ يَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمْ. He would forgive those who abuse him. Some people find peace and joy when they revenge. When they hit back, they enjoy it, they smile. But some people don't find enjoyment in revenge. They find enjoyment when they forgive. They are able to exact revenge. They are able to do that, but they don't do that. Out of choice. They find peace, tranquility, and joy when they are able to forgive. And this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam was. Before he became caliph and after and during his khilafah, he had many enemies and he forgave them. I'll give you one story. The story of Jamal. He forgave all those participants when he captured them, and they were captives. He gave an order to forgive all of them and release all of them and take them back to Medina. Same thing in Safin, same thing in other battles. In the battle of Safin that took place in the year 36 Hijri, listen to this story. The battle took place on today's border between Iraq and Syria. And it took place close to the river, the Tigris River, who was running at that time. Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan, he captures the river, and then he does not allow Imam Ali and his army to drink water. And the only means of drinking water at that time, was the river. So Imam Ali had no access to the river. People came to Muawiyah, they said, Muawiyah, this is not good. Yes, we are fighting Ali, but we have to give them access to the water. They are human beings. Muawiyah said, never, I would not give him water. Let them die of thirst. So Imam Ali stood in his army. He said to his army, listen, we are fighting this person. This person is not going to listen to you. He's not going to have mercy on you. The only way of getting access to the water is to fight and go forward. So his army, they started fighting. They were successful within a few hours. They had access to the river. Imam Ali said to them, listen how he deals with his enemies, with justice. He said to his army, take what you want from water, take the supply of a few days, and retreat back to your positions. Don't stay here, because we want our enemy to have access to the water too. This is Ali ibn Abi Talib. We want our enemy, Muawiyah, to have access to the water too. So we take what we need, and we retreat to our positions. This is Ali ibn Abi Talib. But can you imagine? Ali did this favor to Muawiyah, to Bani Umayyah, only after 25 years from this incident. His son Hussein died of thirst few miles down the road. Few miles to the south, Hussein and his family and his companions died of thirst. The son of Muawiyah did it again. He didn't allow the army of Hussein to have access to the Euphrates. God says in the Quran, the wicked remains wicked and the good remains good. وَالْبَلَدُ الطَّيِّبُ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهُ وَالَّذِي خَبُثُ, the one that is khabith and wicked, he can't do anything about it. لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِدًا. They represent their own DNA. The DNA is wicked and corrupt. So you cannot expect goodness coming out of them. So Imam Ali says, deal with your enemies with justice. Give your enemies lessons, ethical lessons. Give them. When you forgive them, many of them are going to learn. Some of them are not forever. They are not going to change. But many of them are going to be impacted by your goodness. Imam Ali says, rather than cursing our enemies, we have to pray for them, for their guidance, for their hidayah. Pray for your enemies. And this is exactly what he did. In every occasion, Imam Ali prays for his enemy. Do you know tonight Imam Ali alayhi salam, tonight, few hours before his death, he was weeping. For whom? For Ibn Muljam, his murderer. He said to his son Hassan, Ya Bunayya Hassan, bihaqqi alayk, إلا ما طيبتم مطعمه ومشربه. Please Hassan, please, for the right that I have over you as a father, I want you to give Ibn Muljam, who is in next room, he was in the next room sitting there, give him good food and good drink and take care of them. Take care of him. Don't let anyone harass him or tortures him. Protect him. This is Ali ibn Abi Talib. An embodiment of goodness and purity. So he says, this is the first group. Your enemies, deal with them with justice. The second group, he says, people who are strangers, you don't know them. How should we deal with them? When I go to the streets, I'm surrounded by many people. I go to the marketplace, I go to the airport, it's packed with people. How should I deal with those people who are impartial? I don't know them. I don't know their names. I don't know their nationalities, their religion. Imam Ali says, deal with them bil ihsan, with wholesomeness and goodness. And his words are embedded in our Quran. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. God says, tell people, not Muslims, not believers, لِلنَّاسِ. لِلنَّاسِ means everybody. All people around you. Those are nas. Those are people. Say goodness to them. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. In another verse, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Always do good in the society. Be a person that leaves his trace of nobility, wholesomeness, magnanimity in every corner, in every household, in every street. Isa alayhi salam says about himself, wherever I go, I leave goodness behind. I reach out to people. I try to help them. I try to salvage them. I try to guide them. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتْ. Wherever I go, I'm source of a blessing. We have to learn this character from our imams. Try to reach out to people. Try to help, try to guide. If someone has lost his money and you are able to help, you have some extra money, give it. Some people need money, some people need medicine, some people need shelter, some people need food, but others need something more important than money and food. They need guidance. They need advice. They need to speak to someone. They need good heart that listens to them. They need a good shoulder to cry on. They need someone to give them a tip on how to save themselves. Nasiha, this is called nasiha in Islam. Sometimes you can give a smile. Do you know that your smile has a magical power sometimes, magical effect on your family, on your friends, on people who are around you, on people that you don't know. Simple smile doesn't cost you that much. Simple smile, simple hello, simple salam, simple greetings, simple good morning when you say it in the morning to people around you. These are acts of ihsan, acts of ihsan. But you are building your credit, my friends. You are building your credit in this life and in the hereafter. These are the teachings of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wassalam. The third group, who are the third group? Family and friends. How do we deal with family and friends? With the first group, who are enemies, we deal in justice. Adl. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adl. In the second group, wal ihsan, who are strangers, we do ihsan to them, an act of goodness to them. We reach out to them. We help them. Ihsan. With the families, what do we do with the families and friends? Which act? What do you call it? Huh? Love? Love, you give it to everyone, love. Yeah. It's a free of charge. Yeah, there is something bigger than love. The result of love. Love is an idea, but what is the result of love? It has a result, a practical result. When someone says, I love you, you tell him, show me your love. How does he show his love or her love to you? Through what? Huh? Respect is very basic. We need something more. The highest level. Huh? Ahsant. Sacrifice. Ahsant. Ithar. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, with your family and your friends, deal with them in ithar, in sacrifice, in altruism. Altruism. In selflessness. Give them yourself. Those are your family. Those are your parents. This is your mother. This is your father. This is your husband. This is your wife. Those are your children. Those are your cousins. Those are your loyal friends. Amir al-Mu'mineen sometimes says, sometimes in the society there are some people who are closer to you than your brothers, than your siblings. رُبَّ أَخٍ لَمْ تَلِدْهُ أُمُّكَ. چه بسا شما یه برادری دارید که مادرت اون برادر رو نزاییده. رب اخن لم تلده امک. You have a brother that your mother did not begot him. He did not come from your mother. But he is your brother. He is closer to you than your brother, than your sibling. He is closer to you. So you have to present them with sacrifice. And this is when Imam Ali preaches, he practices what he preaches. Many of us, we preach, but we don't practice. But Imam Ali, when he says something, he asks people to do it, he'll be the first one. So when he said, deal with your friends and family members with sacrifice, he did it. Where did he do that? He did it with the Prophet Muhammad when he slept in his bed, so the Prophet can find a safe passage from Mecca to Medina. So if Quraysh wants to murder on that night, they will murder Ali, not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the tafsir of this ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. This is ayah 207 in this book, second chapter 207. God said to Mikael and Israfil. He said, Mikael and Israfil, you are two great angels. But I decided that one of you has to die before the other. Few minutes, few seconds. So who's going? I leave the choice for you. Who wants to die first? None of them said. None of them raised his hand. Everybody, فَآثَرَ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمُ الْحَيَاةَ لِنَفْسِهِ. They decided that I want to die the last, that my friend. Imagine those are angels now. They have no desires. They don't fight over money, over food, over land, over wife, you know. They have no desires, but still they wanted to live longer. God said to them, أَفَلَا كُنْتُمَا كَعَلِي ابْنِ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. Why you are not like Ali? Look at him. He's sleeping tonight in the bed of his cousin and his brother Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَقِيهِ بِنَفْسِهِ. He's protecting the Prophet, putting his life in danger, so he protects his brother Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be like him. انزل إليه وحفظانه. Go down and protect him. One of you sits next to his head, the second sits next to his feet, and protect him from the danger of the enemies. Ali never hesitated. I mentioned last night, when they were hungry with his family, he sacrificed the food. He sacrificed the money. He sacrificed himself. This is how he dealt with his family. Ali ibn Abi Talib is the one who lived in a very small hut that has been made of mud in Kufa and fashioned with a straw. The ceiling of his house was a straw. So if it rains, the drops of the rain reaches his bed, his living room. Drops over their head, the rain. That was his house when he was Khalifa. Because he was not enchanted with the seat. Ali did not want the seat. Ali wanted through the seat to serve, not to serve himself. Not to accumulate wealth for himself, but to serve the poor and the needy. This is Ali ibn Abi Talib. And tonight, the city of Kufa is dark, my friends. the entire city is sad because two nights before they heard Jibreel screaming between the heaven and the earth, ألا ألا تهدمت والله أركان الهدى وانفصمت العروة الوثقى قتل علي بن مرتضى قتل ابن عم المصطفى قتله أشق الأشقياء. The news of his martyrdom reverberated in the city of Kufa and around the city by Jibreel, who said, tonight Ali is being murdered. Tonight Ali is being attacked. The brother of the Prophet being attacked. The leader of the believers. The embodiment of truth and justice is being attacked tonight. People of Kufa were very sad. They gathered at the house of Ali alayhi salam, the small house outside. The family of Amir al-Mu'mineen, his sons, his daughters, they gathered around his deathbed. And he took that opportunity to leave his last will, last statement. أُوصِيكُم بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَلُزُومِ أَمْرِهِ وَأَنْ لَا تَبْغَيَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِنْ بَغَتْكُمَا. Don't go after the dunya. Use the dunya. Ali ibn Abi Talib has something beautiful about zuhd. He says, لَيْسَ الزُّهْد أَنْ لَا تَمْتَلِكَ شَيْئًا. Zuhd and asceticism does not mean that you don't own anything. I want you to own house, car, business, everything. وَلَكِنَّ الزُّهْد أَنْ لَا تَمْلِكُكَ الدُّنْيَا. Do not allow the dunya, the money to own you. You own the money. And this is what Ali did. Ali was owning the money and distributing the money. He did not allow the money to own him and to control him. This is the difference. We both need money, the good and the bad, the believer and the non-believer. But the believer is not controlled by the money. The believer controls his money. Unfortunately, the non-believer allows his money and his wealth to control him. Ali said to his family, وَأَنْ لَا تَبْغَيَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't be enchanted. Use the dunya, but don't be enchanted with it. Don't be enchanted with the dunya. وَأَنْ لَا تَبْغَيَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِنْ بَغَتْكُمَا. وَكُونَا لِلظَّالِمِ خَصْمًا وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنًا. Another cry of Ali. Another directive of Ali. كُونَا لِلظَّالِمِ. Stand against the abuser, the dictator, wherever he is. Be antagonistic to the ظَالِم, to the dictator, to the abuser, to the wrongdoer. وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنًا. Wherever there is someone who's oppressed, مظلوم, reach out to him or her. Don't ask those madlumin, those abused, those hungry. Don't ask them about their faith, their religion, their nationality. Don't ask them. Give them help. Give them help. Give your help to people left and right and don't ask them about their nationality. Don't. Madlum, as long as he's madlum, a human being, reach out to him. Stand with him. Support him. Defend him. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen said also, Allah, Allah bil aytam, my children, my family, I'm advising you to take care of the orphans. You have many orphans in your communities, in your families, in your countries. Take care of them. Allah, Allah bil Quran, take care of this holy book. Read the book, learn the book, practice the book. Allah, Allah bil Salat, take care of your prayers. Don't miss your prayers. Don't neglect your prayers. Do not delay your prayers. Don't delay your prayers. Ya Shi'ata Amir al-Mu'mineen, all the followers of Ali who came here for the night of Qadr to receive God's blessing and God's forgiveness. Don't disconnect your prayers. Continue praying. Continue praying at the most difficult times. At the most difficult times, continue praying. Don't forget the prayers. It is what connects you with God. 5 daily prayers. It's not difficult. It gives you inspiration. It gives you energy. It gives you peace of mind. Allah, Allah, bis-salat. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen says, again, one of my advices and last statements to you is that, وَصَلَاحِ ذَاتِ بَيْنِكُمْ صَلَاحِ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ. Bring people together. If you find 2 brothers who don't speak to each other, 2 families boycotting each other, 2 friends who are separated from each other, bring them back to each other. وَصَلَاحِ ذَاتِ بَيْنِكُمْ. فإني سمعت جدكما رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول صلاح ذات البين أفضل من عامة الصلاة والصيام. Better than standing and offering extra prayers, use that time in connecting people together, bringing them together, mediating between the people, bringing peace between a husband and wife. Spend your time, spend your energy on bringing harmony and love between people. Then, my friends, I'm going to say only one scene, because this scene is very painful, and I remember it every year tonight. Many scenes, many things happened during tonight. I chose only one incident. While Ali was unconscious, he would open his eyes from time to time. One time, when he opened his eyes, he noticed that there is a headband covering his wounds. So he asked his children, he said, أولادي من الذي عصبني? Who puts this headband on my head to protect me? Who put this bandage on my head? A fainting voice came from Hussein, who was weeping. He said, Abba, I did that. Imam Ali burst in tears. He said, Waladi Hussein, today you feel sorry for me. And I am now among my family, in my home, in my bed. Tomorrow, who's going to take care of you? Who's going to put bandage on your head, on your wounds in the land of Karbala? Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Amir al-Mu'mineen faced the Qibla. He greeted the angels. He said, As-salamu alaykum ya malaikat rabbi. Limithli hadha falyamal al-amilun. Thumma tashahhad al-shahadatain. He recited the two shahadatain. And his soul departed this life and departed his body to the eternal abode. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ الطَّيِّبِينَ الطَّاهِرِينَ